Now we'll move on to item 15, presentation of the Rodeo Sanitary District Employer Audit Report.
Again, with this particular audit, the main focus was on the pensionable compensation earnable, using the applicable law and board policy for the testing of the reported compensation from the district to the retirement system and the corresponding pension contributions submitted. There was an item of compensation, their on-call, that under the review of the documentation, their labor agreements, the district's policy, it was deemed to be not in compliance with the applicable law and board policy on the basis that the on-call duty was being performed outside the normal working hours. On February 25th, a communication was prepared to the district, notifying them of that determination. And it was confirmed that in the last reporting period, the district had not submitted on-call compensation as pensionable with corresponding pension contributions along with that. So based on that, it would appear that they've ceased reporting based on the last reporting period.
Question.
Go ahead, Scott.
So in the packet, and I was scrolling to try to get it up and I couldn't find the page I wanted. The Rodeo San replied and indicated that they were going to make the adjustments except for one particular item, which they indicated was applicable to all persons within the same class, right? And it was done during normal work hours. Do you recall that?
Yes, yes.
Right. And so do we agree with that? And if so, did we respond to them about that?
No, and that was what was communicated in the February 25th letter to the district, that the on-call compensation in its entirety was not deemed to be pensionable.
Okay. Well, it wasn't clear to me which passed in the mail first, but okay.
Have they responded to that March letter or the latter part of February?
The February 25th letter? No, I have not received a response. I'll defer to our deputy CEO if she's received anything over the last couple of days, but we haven't received a response from the district.
So you'll be staying on top of this to make sure that we do get a response, a satisfactory response, right?
Right, that they're in concurrence. But based on the most recent reporting, the last reporting period for compensation, they did not include that, and they did not submit compensation, pension contributions for it.
Even the second half, they said they were not going to submit some of the information, but they were going to continue to submit additional information. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, that was in the letter. However, in the report, it was confirmed that they did not submit any on-call compensation or contributions.
Okay, I'm just a little confused. I'm sorry, I don't mean to speak for Scott, but no, okay. It says in his letter of the 16th, he says the district intends to continue reporting this other $500 stipend item because under the policy, each employee is required to serve on call. Have you verified that?
Well, we did take a look at that, and we looked at all the available documentation from the district. The on-call duty that's being performed is not consistent. It's not within normal working hours. The letter that was sent to the district on February 25th clearly indicated that all of the on-call compensation was deemed to be non-pensionable.
So, okay, so we're still awaiting a response to our conclusion. So it's still, still an outstanding item.
But inferring that since they didn't report that it was pensionable eligible in the last pay period after the letter that wasn't here, that they are in agreement.
That would be my presumption, but to Jerry's point, we will confirm their concurrence with the district.
Inference, yeah. I get that, but inference doesn't work for me. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a letter that says we agree or we don't agree.
We
tie this up.
Yeah, we asked for this at the audit committee, if you recall. And the letter you sent out is at this point, is that the what you feel is an appropriate carry forward from the direction of the audit committee?
Yes, because the letter was drafted and sent out on the 25th. The audit committee meeting was on the 24th. It was sent to the district, clearly enunciating that the on-call compensation in its entirety was not pensionable, and the district should cease reporting and submitting pension contributions on it.
And they
in practice, that's what we observed. They didn't, but they haven't provided a written response to us.
Have you talked to anybody at the Rodeo District?
We did exchange some emails. They had indicated that the audit report and would be agendized and discussed at their board meeting, which occurred yesterday. They had indicated that should they wanted to make public comment regarding the audit report, that they would indicate that yesterday afternoon. We did not receive a communication from the district indicating that they wanted to provide a verbal response to the Board of Retirement. So we're awaiting their written concurrence to the February 25th letter. And we will follow up just to get a confirmation that there's no other outstanding issue, that the letter of February 25th provided the finality to the review of their on-call compensation.
Yeah, because I still see this as a loose end until we've gotten something that says we're all in agreement, signed at the bottom.
If not agreement, noting that they've accepted our decision.
Agreed.
Question, I'm scrolling through my, I'm trying to recap what I read. It's been a few days, but I can't put my finger on the February 25 letter in the packet.
The February 25th letter wasn't included in the packet.
Okay. I thought I was losing it a little bit. I could not find that letter. Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay. The letter isn't the evidence of that for sure.
Okay. I feel better now. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else for Raleigh on Rodeo San? I'm not hearing any. So thank you very much, Raleigh. Excellent work as usual for you and your staff.
Thank you.